She hated it. She admitted to that freely. She hated his fleshlight. That disgusting toy. That thing he put his penis in to feel good. Was she not enough? Why did he feel he needed it? That replacement for her vagina. It was just sitting there on his side of the bed. He'd used it last night and left it just sitting there on the bedside table. It was all she could do to look at it, and yet she couldn't look away. How could something so dirty make him so happy? Her curiosity piqued. She reaches out and picks it up. The hard plastic outer shell hiding the soft plastic flesh within. Twisting the lid, she reveals the perfectly formed lips of the perfectly formed vulva. Disgusting, she thinks, looking at this replacement for her own body. Looking at it, trying to imagine her boyfriend looking at it. She begins to imagine it as a real vulva, a real pussy, waiting to be touched. Running a finger along the plastic lips, she pulls back quickly. It feels different to her expectations. More real than she expected, but different to the way her own womanhood felt. The plastic feeling, it was almost sticky to the touch. How could any man find this more pleasurable than the hot wetness of a woman? She remembers the lubricant. Perhaps that is what she should apply to complete this experiment. Reaching over to the bedside table drawer, she extracts a bottle of lube. Popping the top, she squeezes a healthy dollop of the slippery material onto the fake pussy. Rubbing it in, she finds it feels a lot different, a lot more like a real pussy, perhaps even more like her own. With curiosity, she feels a tingle in her lower regions as she keeps maneuvering her fingers over the soft, slippery lips. She imagines how it would feel if her hand was lower. Suddenly, the tingle becomes a more noticeable throb. While she tries to control her own body and shake the feeling, she adjusts the way she's sitting and can't help but realize her own lips becoming moist. Abandoning all pretense, she lowers one hand into her pants, slipping under the elastic of her underwear, feeling the heat from her sex as she draws closer to herself. Her other hand still stroking the fleshlight's lips, she runs a finger along her moist slit to compare the sensations. They feel similar and yet different. One hot to the touch, the other's much more synthetic and yet so lifelike. It's no wonder her boyfriend enjoys using it. She needs better access, though. Removing her pants, her underwear comes off quickly. The cool air hits her exposed lips, drawing a shiver from her body. She pulls her top off, her nipples already hard with excitement, tightened further with the temperature change. She is now naked and alone in bed with the fleshlight. With desire pumping through her body, she starts masturbating herself and the fleshlight. One finger teasing her hardened clit, the other rubbing the fleshy folds of her impromptu partner. Pushing lower, she enters herself and the fleshlight at the same time. The feeling coursing through her body from her fingers catches her breath. It is exquisite. Pulling out of the fleshlight, she brings it to her face so that she can look at it. She masturbates as she imagines it is real, that another woman is lowering herself toward her face. She's never felt this urge, this attraction to someone of the same sex, but now, as she looks at it, she wants it to be real. She wants to taste it. Flicking her tongue out, she makes contact. The taste of lubricant is unpleasant, but the thought of eating real pussy drives her on. Remembering her own taste from past experience, she has an idea. Spreading her legs, she moves the flashlight over her own sex, rubbing it against herself as she coats in her own scent, her own flavor. It is driving her crazy, the feeling of one pussy against another, her lips against lips. It feeds her arousal almost to a breaking point. But she refrains. She wants to taste her first pussy. Bringing it back to her face, she can smell herself on it. Reaching forth with her tongue, once again, she flicks along the folds, savoring the taste of herself while picturing it as another's. She plunges her fingers in deeper, her arousal to the point where she is wet. Not moist, but wet. Soaking wet. Her body is urging her onwards as she licks and sucks on her new pussy pal. Pushing her tongue in deeply, she inserts two fingers into her own quivering hole, squeezing her legs together as she feels it happen. Her orgasm boils out of her nether regions, crashing through her body, racking her with pleasure. Legs twitching, pussy pulsing, her breasts heaving. The hand holding down the fleshlight pushes it over her face, down her body, over her breasts, and down towards her own ravaged pussy. She rubs it over herself, coaching the last few tremors of orgasm before her body loses the ability to hold anything. This is how her boyfriend finds her hours later, nude with the fleshlight between her legs. She hated it. She loved it.